Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
So why do you want to shave your soul patch?
Because it's too long. I can see it when I look down.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Just grow a beard, that way I can catch all the soup.
Sorry, I'm just picturing everybody at the soup plantation with beard nets.
With what?
Beard nets. Beard nets.
You said beer nuts. Doesn't make any sense.
Does Russia have like burger gulags? Does Germany have like schnitzel camps?
I'm sorry. I don't know. Everything you say sounds delicious. But...
No, it's just weird that there's a place, there's an establishment in America called the Soup Plantation.
Where did that come from?
Because I mentioned the soup plantation. It just seems weird that there is a place in America.
There's no such place.
Yes, there is.
Where's that at?
It's a chain soup restaurant. It's like a Noodles and Company, but with more brothy offerings.
I've never heard of a soup plantation.
It's a thing, I assure you.
I've heard of a Panera Bread.
Oh yes, there's a Panera Bread.
I've heard of Subway's new soups.
What's that in your hand?
What?
What's that in your left hand?
A pen.
Oh, okay. It looked like an electronic cigarette.
No, it's not.
Okay. Those look real weird. I saw them on a TV commercial last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're blue tipped.
They can do that on TV?
That's what I said too. It was
Can't do that on television.
there's like four of them. There's like four people standing in a row, just kind of like each of them, just kind of like and it's like they look like some kind of like cyberpunk, you know, Elvis. Just like, you know, blue end lights up, and then blue end lights up, blue end lights up, and somebody else is like and sly. That's the scenario that I pictured when you conflated. See, what I did with that joke was...
I think you should explain it further. That'll make it more funny.
Yeah, yes.
It always works for me.
If I keep digging through, I'll get to the other side. I'll get to the other side and be funny again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole, what episode is it?
This is episode number 107 of Those Damn Ross Kids, a comedy podcast. My name is Cole Ross.
I am Chris.
And we're here to entertain your asses. You're putting on chapstick right now. Mm-hmm. Does chapstick work?
In that it makes your lips more hungry for moisture, yes.
Because, like, Carmex has ground-up glass in it, right?
I don't know that to be a fact.
And menthol cigarettes has fiberglass in it, so it cuts
That's
the back
wrong.
Of your throat.
That's totally inaccurate.
Yeah, and so let's see here. I'm just trying to think of what else. What
so does Vicks cut your chest because it's menthol?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Menthol is a thing.
Eucalyptus.
Oh. Was it you who made the joke, like, I've had so many cough drops today that my breath smells like eucalyptus farts?
No.
Not like koala bear farts. Can I do that again?
No.
I've had so many
cough... I didn't say that either.
No, it wasn't
either
you.
Either way.
I've had so many cough drops today and my breath smells like koala bear farts.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
That's a pretty funny joke.
Is it? You like it?
I like that joke. I'm happy
not
for
enough
you.
To remember it, though.
I'm happy. Well, I misspoke.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tough. I misspeak a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. I just don't pay attention to what I'm saying most of the time. What's it worth?
A lot?
I don't know. Yeah.
All right, let's break into it. Can I go?
Yeah, I suppose.
All right. Some people might care. Celebrate a lottery win by, say, I don't know, buying a new car or taking a vacation. But that's too mundane for a pair of as-yet unnamed brothers from Wichita who won $75,000 in their lottery and decided, hey, let's do a little bit of celebration with marijuana and meth.
It seems like they'd want to pick a direction and just go in it.
And they were trying to go with a little bit of quality family time when one went to refill a butane torch, while all the other, stuck with a bong.
Yeah, yeah.
The butane vapor reached the pilot light of the furnace, and the lottery-winning brothers blew up.
What happened to Jim and Steve? They done blew up. Their bank account done blew up because of all that money they won from the lottery. No, they done blew up. Right, right. Like, everybody's, like, ringing on their phone, right? Their phones are blowing up. They're blowing up. Everybody wants a piece of them because they just won the lottery. No, they done blew up.
Yeah. The girlfriend of one of the brothers, which the brother was wearing a lottery t-shirt at the time.
Do they give you that?
The girlfriend loaded the one brother in the car and dropped him at the ER. Police found the other brother running out of the house where he admitted possessing pot and meth and was arrested. Both brothers are in stable condition with second-degree burns.
So could the government confiscate their winnings via the RICO Act?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is that where they print money?
No, that's like where any it's money RICO that... What's that?
RICO is a copier.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm?
It is. Look it up.
It's a
copier, yeah.
Oh, okay. Office supply jokes. I'm not... Well, I'm not hip to the flavor.
Gotcha.
No. Just like any money that you make while you're doing illegal stuff, the government can take. That's how they got Capone.
That's racist. Rico.
Rico. That is pretty funny. Huh. No, it's an acronym for some reason. I want
to
go
away for the government to steal yellow Mustangs from Hispanics. The Rico Act.
I would like to go back and explore the notion of lottery t-shirts just for a moment. Like, do they give you the full rig out? Do you have a lottery hat? Do they give you like lottery keychains?
No, but
stuff?
I have seen a lottery hat.
What? Well,
yeah. When I was in elementary school, one of my teachers who happened to have a son in my grade, he went on the cash explosion, the TV portion of the lottery.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And they filmed it on like a Saturday morning, and then we had a practice for something that night, and the son came back with a hat on from the Ohio Lottery.
Did he go into his
dad won like $27,000 on the show.
Into the money room?
No.
No?
It was answering questions.
Oh, okay. That's not the lottery.
You were evaluated on diction.
they came in and they examined your teeth and watched your gait. Excuse me, sir. Can you walk around the room? What? No, we just want to check your gait.
We're looking for a nice...
What are those calipers? Don't worry. That's just our phrenologist.
A nice flower. This skull is a little rapey.
Just a little bit.
$27,000.
You've got a bit. We're a little bit concerned about your rape ridge.
Your rape ridge is very violent.
Yeah. when you were in school, did you ever like have a fundraiser where one of the prizes was like a minute in the money room?
They told us about it, but it never happened.
It happened for us, and we're like, holy crap. So for those of you who aren't aware of what the money room is, school fundraisers are bullshit anyway. But they erect like a shower stall, right?
Yeah,
like that size of a thing.
Like a mash shower.
Yeah, yeah.
With plastic.
Yeah, so you can see through. So yeah, you were
trying to wrap up an old person wardrobe.
Yeah, exactly. And then they put money in there, and they hook up like a leaf blower kind of thing.
Basically.
So it's a constant like current of air that just whips this money.
Yeah, around. But it's very impromptu.
Oh yeah, it's definitely like it's the whoever you know is extorting the school out of that money.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, just sets it up with whatever they had in their trunk.
Who wants to blow on the money pipe?
Excuse me, Donna. Like this rebar is like really, really rusty. Well, it was out back at your school. Who wants to blow on the money pipe? Suckle up. Wait a minute. So I have to sell more to blow on the money pipe than to be in the money room?
That's the way it works.
I don't make the rules.
You're the star.
Excuse me, Lyle Langley? Like, what are you doing here? Phil Hartman's dead. but yeah, then you get a, like whatever little kid sold the most candles or the most French bread pizzas gets in there. And what they don't tell you is most of the dollar bill, like most of the bills are $1 bills.
Sure.
And maybe there's like 120 floating around. It's like, okay, you got 30 seconds. And the goal is to grab as much money as you can. It's like, I came out with like $4. Well, maybe you shouldn't have been such a little shit.
You went in there?
No, I didn't go in there. I never sold enough.
I never sold anything.
Yeah.
Mom said, how much you need to not do this?
Pretty much, yeah. And that's the way to go about it. Like, how do I give money directly to the school?
Sure.
But these fucking jackals come in, and they're like, no, you have to buy...
cheesecake.
You have to buy this popcorn. Now, the popcorn was the Boy Scouts. The popcorn was the
Boy Scouts.
I remember,
you were a blow. Wee blow.
Yes, I was a wee blow. Then I got out of that. Because
not by rank, by
work.
Age.
Yeah.
You didn't work your way up.
No. Eventually, they determined that I could have beaten up all the little. I could have beaten up all the Cub Scouts. You know,
yeah.
But
they're inside.
They didn't. they didn't know that I was harmless.
Busting the guts.
Gonna bust.
I'm gonna
them up.
Bust them guts.
Mm, yeah. I don't even know what got us to that, but...
Oh, the Boy Scout and leader, troop leader. The,
like all of them.
They chant around the fire. Bust them guts. Bust them guts. Bust them guts. Bust them guts.
This is a weird, weird camp. Welcome to Camp Bust Them
very
Guts.
Grammatically incorrect camp. Bust those guts.
Yes, please. All of them.
Or... more possessively, bust their guts.
Yeah.
Well, bust his guts.
So I forget, is it the Boy Scouts or is it the Freemasons where you have to swear allegiance to a higher authority to get in?
I think it's both.
Both?
Yeah.
That's weird, right? Like, in order to be accepted, like especially for the kids, in order to be accepted among your peers, you gotta be all about God and shit.
They don't tell you what higher. They just say a higher.
A higher, yeah. Well, like, you know, not the Christian God, but any God.
Yeah.
Yeah. But really, it's the Christian God. I mean, let's get real here, right?
Zoltar.
all hail Zoltan.
All
Zoltan.
Hail Zoltan.
You mean that machine from Big?
Yeah.
Based on that movie, I've seen Zoltan do more than God has actually done.
For you or anyone?
That's a delightful movie.
Big?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's decent.
It's a good movie.
It's a feel-good movie.
It is. It is a good, better than Bachelor Party.
So what is the or Ski Patrol. But what is the push for Ferris Bueller's Day Off on Netflix? Why is that showing up on everything?
I mean,
it's like
all
the
recommended. It is a pretty tense movie, that sequence.
Well, sure, but why is it coming up on Netflix? Is there an anniversary or?
There have been rumors ever since Matthew Broderick did that Super Bowl commercial, like where it was Ferris Bueller grown up and like he was buying cars and stuff. That they were going to do a remake, not like a remake, but like a sequel, you know, Ferris Bueller grows up where like he skips out on work and shit. That's been the rumblings.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That Matthew Broderick is still alive. I know.
Well, but he's still married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Nah.
SJP.
I mean, is that unbelievable? I say nay, but...
Well, he's cute. She's a foot.
But I don't know. She's allowed to be on television, therefore she's attractive.
She looks like a foot,
I suppose. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm waiting for a sequel to Biloxi Blues.
I never saw that.
Never seen that?
No.
That's okay.
What is it?
It is a movie version of a Neil Simon play. They are in boot camp in Biloxi, like
Air Force.
I think so. Yeah. And Christopher Walken is the drill sergeant.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta see that. Is it good?
It's okay.
It's not as good as it should have been.
I mean, based on those component parts, you know.
Sure.
It is based on a Neil Simon play.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy who wrote The Odd Couple.
Oh.
Like the original, not the TV show.
Not everything has to have a lovable curmudgeon.
Yeah. God rest ye, Klugman. I guess you know, I was asking about the higher power, because apparently in order to succeed in sports, you have to believe in God too.
Really?
According to some polls that were done, 1 in 4 Americans believe that God determines the outcome of sporting events. So God's just resting up there in his cloud playing Madden. Over half of Americans believe that sportsmen, that they do better if they believe in God. Looking at the numbers, so roughly 4 in 10 minority Christians, 40%, and white evangelical Protestants, 38%, agree that God does play a role in the outcome of a sporting event, compared to less than 3 in 10 of Catholics, less than 1 in 5 of mainline Protestants, and approximately 1 in 10 of religiously unaffiliated Christians. So I'm not a church person, so 1 in 10 of them will say, yeah, God's all up in that, like messing, like
God's a bookie.
God's hoping that the Broncos make the spread.
God's the Broncos.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, more than 1/3, 36% of Americans who live in the South, here we go, agree that God plays a role in determining which team wins a sporting event, compared to 3 in 10. 28% who live in the Midwest, 1 in 5 or 20% who live in the Northeast, and 15% who live in the West.
Well, yeah. The South thought so, God was on their side in the Civil War.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, and the South.
Cowboys.
And the South is where they got them Friday Night Lights, big cities, right?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, high school football. So try this one on. Okay. 76% of Americans agree that public high schools should be allowed to sponsor prayer before football games.
Okay.
Which in and of itself might not be a problem, but you
know. Well, I would want to know the survey between like the percentage of people who believe that they should start their school day with prayer.
The school day, that's a different thing.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I want to know.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. So it's kind of like the idea of...
It's a sports team versus a learning team.
80% of Americans agree that all academic challenge matches or quiz bowl, depending on where it came up, are won by Jesus. And 90% believe that each round should begin with a beating. Yeah. Captain of the varsity academic challenge team, junior and senior year, bitches. That's me. That's what I did. Academic challenge and show choir.
My God.
That was me. Explains a lot about everything about me. Yeah, so people with sports.
It's the way it happens.
Yeah. Do you have a story for
this
me?
This is where I talk.
This is where you talk.
I gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
In East Texas schools, speaking of the South... search for the mystery pooper.
This is a South Park episode.
Who has 5 times left feces in the gymnasium led to the principal to ask the school nurse to inspect the fourth grader's underwear. A parent said, my kid came home and he said his butt had been inspected.
They brought in this butt inspector? He was from the FBI.
The student was from a class who had been using the gym when the feces appeared and didn't respond when the principal continually asked who did the deed. The parent says that the nurse only tugged at their pants waistline to look inside and that no pants were pulled down below the genitals. She says there are lies being circulated. And this is a superintendent. We've all been examined by nurses. I do think it's appropriate in certain situations.
Like an investigation.
The nurse says
you're investigated. You're examined by nurses for your health.
She says the nurse says I just peeked in the pants like I was checking a beautiful baby's diaper. No.
Don't do that.
I just peeked in the pants like you would check a baby's diaper.
Okay, I was hoping the first one was true.
Yeah,
that would give us more to go with. What was the initial crime? Somebody just like up and shit everywhere.
Someone who pooped the gym.
Okay, who pooped the gym?
Oh. That was the mystery.
God,
the search
continues.
Did not reveal
the search continues.
A culprit.
Oh, man. The truth is out there, Chris.
The truth. Well.
No. Okay, so this brings up a story. We had a similar thing happen in middle school.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know about this?
That's what happens.
That is what happens.
Poop play happens in middle school.
Exactly. Apparently, somebody in our middle school, our class specifically, I don't know how they determined that, had taken their feces in the men's bathroom and used them as like some kind of shit crayon on the walls.
Sure.
What's that?
Yeah. they wrote poop art.
Yeah, yeah.
They literally spelled poop art.
Yeah. But
with their shit crayon.
Yeah. Harold and the shit crayon. So somebody did that, and it wasn't just like this where just kind of like, oh boy, there's poop in the corner. This was a deliberate act. So they checked the special class first, as you did.
Profiling.
It is profiling, and everybody turned up clean. So they took all the boys.
Relatively.
You know,
a lot of them pissed themselves.
No more than the baseline level of feces.
Sure.
It's like a sandbox.
Oh God. num 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 num.
Boy. Check out this castle, Daddy. And then they started going around to all of the classes. I was in fifth grade English and taking all the boys out, making us line up in the hall and hold our hands out. And the principal walked down the line and smelled hands to make sure, because, you know, like how thoroughly can some stink just don't wash off.
Sure. Who'd they find?
I don't want to say his name.
They found someone.
Found somebody. Yeah. Like it wasn't in that go around, but eventually it came out because this was a serial shit writing. Like this happened to like several times. There were lots of incidents.
Like he sprinkled cereal on the shit writing and then shook it off like glitter.
No. He wrote on the wall.
You're not giving me credit for that.
And he wrote on the wall and they took Cocoa Pebbles. I would have gone with Fruity Pebbles for contrast.
Sure.
And they threw it at there and saw it stuck.
He's not gay though.
He might be. I don't know. He was a real weird kid.
Really? What happened to him? You should look him up.
Ooh, yeah. He's got a real common name though. I couldn't probably do that.
So. Devonshire.
Yeah. So that's a story. did anything similar to that happen to you?
No.
No?
No.
You know, no principals ever smelled your hands?
No. Never like, went there. That's your generation.
Like, yeah. So somewhere in those intervening 5 years, everybody started shitting on walls.
It became okay for a president to say, or sorry, principal to say, let me smell your fingers.
See, and like, this is how terrified I am of authority. I was afraid that I did it.
Oh, well.
like, oh my God, what if you smell something?
I had a brownout.
had one of my poopy panic attacks.
Don't think that's what it means.
clinging to the ceiling fan as the room slowly fills up. Help!
Oh my god! Burp, Cole, burp!
God.
That's a Wonka reference.
Oh man. Yeah, so that was fucked up. I was afraid that I did it, though.
You probably did.
You know. It was a Tyler Durden situation. Is it my turn?
He used his hands. Go.
So, this is a question. I mentioned being afraid of authority, right?
Yeah.
But in my logical mind, how can I obey one law when, like, there are really absurd laws on the books, right? Like, thinking, okay, speeding and homosexuality, like up until, like, very recently, like, sodomy was illegal in large parts of the country, right?
So is soldering on stolen property.
Excuse me, sir, is that stolen solder?
Excuse me.
Never
is
catch
that,
me alive.
Is that stolen sodomy?
Is that stolen? Are you soldering that man's rear end closed? But apparently,
you ever seen Short Circuit?
It was on the same tape as gosh, what was it? Tune In, Stay Tuned.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Gremlins.
Yeah, maybe Gremlins. Who knows? But apparently, Virginia has a 136-year-old law that makes it illegal for unmarried couples to live together.
Really?
It's a misdemeanor in Virginia still.
Hmm.
It's like one of those things where all ducks have to wear hats, you know? Just like they don't enforce it, like Prohibition and The Simpsons. You know, it's kind of like, ah. But still, it's a law in the books, and if they wanted to slam me for something, it's kind of like, yeah, they're probably dealing drugs. Well, let's get him for that because we know that he's shacking up with his baby mama, right?
Sure.
It's like, it's just like laws can be used for shitty reasons like that. So, yeah. The senator, you know, the state senator, Adam Eben, has estimated that 140,000 Virginians cohabitate with an unmarried partner. So these are all filthy criminals, and they should be prosecuted just like the pimps and whores.
It's what they are.
Yeah. These men and women share that relationship openly and without shame, he says. And federal courts have made other laws like that unconstitutional. So, yeah.
So they should be treated. He's saying, go get them.
He's saying, lock them up. put them in with the Dahmers, by which you mean the Dahmer family. Wait a minute. The Donner family? Like the people who ate each other in the mountains?
Put them in a giant gut.
That's weird, right?
The Donners?
The Dahmers, the Donners.
The Dahmers are from Ohio.
The Durwoods, I know. I know that.
The Durwood Schwartz.
Durwood. Yeah, there's you know about the gosh, my youth with Dahmer or whatever, that political cartoonist from up in Cleveland who like went to high school with him.
Yeah.
Beck Durf.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
They used him.
Well, yeah, yeah. No, like
he was a beautiful freak.
That's a that's an Eels reference. No, that we've been passing that one around at work. We share graphic novels at work. Are you intimidated by that?
Should I be?
I don't know. I'm reading The Watchmen.
I generally don't. I'm generally not intimidated by things that come from below me.
Yeah, that's a stupid law, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
There's lots of them. The Mississippi, like last week, ratified the 13th Amendment. That's not a joke.
The one that makes slavery illegal?
Yeah. Like, they didn't.
But didn't
that.
Mississippi also last week fly the Confederate flag?
Yeah. But so did South Carolina.
Well, South Carolina did it like for crazy
they
long.
They still do it.
But it was just like one day.
We saw it multiple times.
I know, right?
Saluted it.
It died under it.
Die for it.
We're good. Heritage, not hate, Chris.
I'm a VP at the Cup Company.
Heritage, not the Cup Company?
Yeah, Dixie.
See, that's one of the rare instances where that paid off.
My transparency?
Yes.
You got a metronome?
Sorry, I was just monitoring something. But not your transparency, your opacity. One of the few instances where your opacity paid off.
My bad.
It's all right. No, it's fine. That was a good joke, Chris. You're doing all right.
Mm-hmm. What are you trying to do?
Nothing at all.
No, you seem like you were being nice. Just wondering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that wasn't a self-esteem minute or anything.
Gotcha. All right.
It's been a while since we've done one of those.
Sure. It's too obvious. So you're done, right?
I am done with that. I just wanted to
The world's ugliest woman has been laid to rest 153 years after she has died. Born with a genetic condition that covered her face with thick hair, Julia Pastrana was called Bear Woman by her husband/manager, Theo Lent. And described in an 1854 New York Times ad as the link between mankind and the orangutan. Less kind papers called her revolting in the extreme. She died 6 years later at the age of 26 in childbirth while trying to have her son, who was also hair covered, which died soon after he was born.
Yeah, that's sad.
Her husband/manager carted her around. Her embalmed body around to audiences throughout Europe for decades.
That's fucked.
Yeah. Lent later married a bearded woman who he dubbed Pastrana's sister. She performed alongside the body. Pastrana's remains were stolen from a warehouse in Norway in 1976 and later found in the garbage. They were transferred to the University of Oslo, where they spent decades in storage. She finally found her way back to Mexican soil a couple weeks ago, thanks to a campaign, and she was buried.
So this was a hirsute woman.
What?
That's name of her being covered in hair.
Oh.
Hirsutism.
Yeah, this is horrible. She literally looks like an ape in a tutu.
That sucks. What a hellish existence. Like, there had to be some coercion.
Then he married a bearded broad and they performed together?
Like
what a dream.
So he probably tried to play it off like a business decision. Like, no, trust. It's solely because, Carnian is all I know, right? No show but the sideshow, all right? But he probably was, way into that. Like,
well, clearly you saw the picture.
I want to shave you.
Oh, grow back fast.
Grow back fast. Please grow back fast.
Daddy needs a new pair of shears.
Daddy needs friction.
Daddy loves friction.
I'm just picturing a Schoolhouse Rock about friction. Involving a hirsute woman.
Let's talk about friction. We're going to travel a long distance to Pube Island.
Oh, no. I don't want to go back there.
A long, long way back.
Oh, man.
To where the grickle grass grows. And when the wind smells slow and sour when it blows.
So, are you familiar with spontaneous combustion?
Yes.
Yes. You're aware that it has been treated as a myth.
Right? Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Happened locally.
What?
Happened locally.
Here?
Yeah.
Really?
No, like in the state.
I had no idea.
Yep.
The one that I have here is a case out of Oklahoma where they have no other conclusion than to just say, dude caught fire.
Burned
for 10 hours. No fire damage around him, but there he was, completely charred. It is believed that spontaneous combustion is linked to smoking, heavy alcohol abuse, and poor hygiene. So this is I like to imagine this as some kind of nature, just selecting them out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you soak the wick.
Yeah.
You light the wick.
Yeah.
The wick burns.
The wick. It burns all the way down. He had burn marks in his trachea, meaning that he probably inhaled a lot of. That would suck. How long are you conscious?
I don't know.
I mean, until you suffocate.
Jump in this pizza oven.
Jesus. Yep, 76-year-old. Or no, sorry, 65. The only other case where it was just kind of like where the authorities just said, yeah, that was spontaneous human combustion, was in Ireland, and that was the 76-year-old.
What about self-immolation?
That could be it, but if he self-immolated, he would have set everything else on fire around him, right? Like, there would have been some kind of evidence that the area around him was burned, right?
It's a fire that only consumes human flesh.
Not only consumes human flesh, but it isn't like a fire, from what I understand. It isn't like, you know, flame that like jumps off and leaps off. It's like a smoldering that just happens. It's like a low, long heat, from what I understand, from all the stuff that I've like read about it, because I'm curious, you know, just like,
sure.
You know, I used to think it was like a hoax, but I've heard enough, you know, convincing kind of things that in certain circumstances and things like that, it's just, so it could have been self-immolation, but like he probably would have just doused himself in gasoline and put the whole building up.
Speaking of dousing, I run across many people down towards the southern part of my territory.
Oh, who believe in dousing?
Who believe in witching or dousing water.
Do they call it witching?
If they're a Christian man, they don't.
Of course.
But some of them talk about dousing or witching water.
Yeah. They're like, why do you need this dip switch? Oh, I douse this water down here and I need to dig a well.
They do. Yeah. Yeah. Like the one guy was doing it while I was out there and I thought he was just screwing with me.
Wait, he was doing it? So he had like the rod and everything?
Yeah. Or? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
and some of them use like tree branches or a peach branch
or like something that's like passed down from their family.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thinking like there's like they try and like cloak it in science, which is real frustrating because they're like, oh, well, the water has a different charge than everything.
It has something to do with like the electricity flowing through your body.
Yeah. Just like, and only certain people are attuned to that frequency.
Yeah, you either have it or you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. So it used to be magic. And then when we found out about that, it was like, you know, there you go. And then when they ran blind studies where people were having the same success with or without that, it was kind of like, if they claimed to be dousers or not, they tried to claim that, oh, it's not so much that you need the stick. So you can douse without the stick. It just helps because it gives you a focus, because what you're actually doing when you're dousing is you're using your latent knowledge of the way that the substrate of the earth works. So you can just know by looking at a stretch of land, where the water going to be. It's real frustrating, but people actually do. I thought that was like a deep south thing.
No, they're up here doing that.
Yeah, different parts of this area are pretty deep south too.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's frustrating. Has anybody ever spontaneously combusted while dousing and found water and put themselves out?
I don't think so.
In your travels.
I think that's the origin and end of dowsing.
Okay. Do you have one last story for me?
Sure. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? Oh. An attack from the south.
Oh.
An immigration battle.
We've been hitting on the south this up.
A little-known parasitic disease from Latin America costs the U.S. economy $900 million per year. Even though you've probably never heard of Chagas disease.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Oh, I'm sure you have. It's like Lyme disease, right?
Yeah.
Which cost the U.S. $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, this was on NPR.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 million people across the globe have the disease, including some Latin American immigrants to the United States, Canada, and Spain, among other European countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a blood parasite or an intestinal parasite, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it costs us almost $1 billion a year.
Yeah. I don't know. Are we just saying like, you know, Lyme disease rules, Chagas drools, you know, like just because it came from Mexico?
No, I'm saying maybe we should look at immigration from a different perspective.
From a biological perspective.
Well, just, you know, like maybe you need a waiting room.
Are you suggesting delousing?
No.
Interior and exterior?
Yes, I am. But okay. I'm saying like bilateral delousing.
Oh, so we keep our lime here and they keep their chagas.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's my thought.
Yeah. Is chaga sexually transmitted?
Only if you're lucky. Whew.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Cole, what can they do?
Well, you can go to iTunes, leave us a rating or review. You can tell your friends about this show. Check out duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids for all of our episodes. They're up there from the beginning of time. You can like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. And finally, if you would like to support the network, you can go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar, where you can use the Amazon link. And that gives us a little kickback from everything you buy. Doesn't cost you a single extra cent, and that does all kinds of neat things, like allow us to host the website and our files. Did I miss anything, Chris?
Think you got it.
Okay, cool. Good night.
Night.